This is the Roving Reporter podcast, episode 8 of 2020. Learning a language is a bodily experience. This podcast is based on a quote from Robert Frost, which says, "The best way out is through." The manner in which the English language expresses notions of movement and location tends to be unique compared to Romance languages like Spanish, French, or Portuguese, for example. The former makes special use of prepositions to convey meaning that does not seem to make sense initially to learners, thus making it almost imperative that they physically experience what is being expressed, either by verbalizing it, by acting it out, or simulating the actions portrayed. Robert Frost's quote provides a timely example for almost all of us around the world, forced to stay in our homes to lower the risk of widespread contagion from this new coronavirus. The word way on its own fails to paint a picture of some kind of entry, exit, or circumvention. The trio, in, out, and around, comes to its distress, making the distinction between one type of way or path and another. This innovation is lost in Romance languages, as they have separate words to do the job, like in Portuguese, entrada, saída, e contorno. Asking students to use self-powered virtual reality, aka imagination, and to think that they are surrounded by lush vegetation to the point of this vegetation embracing their body is a useful way to get them to understand this difference. As beautiful as it might feel or sound, they need to find an exit to meet someone waiting for them on the other side of this lush vegetation. It means that they have to cross the sea of green and feel the leaves and branches almost clinging to them and begging for permission to join the ride. Going back to find an alternative route around this vegetation is out of the question. The only choice is to move forward and feel nature giving its regards. They have to go through till they get to the other side. The only way out is almost always through, as Robert Frost says. So with our students, we see that they have to understand that these words do express ideas of experience or exit or entry or a solution per se. That is why we use the words out, the idea of work out, to get something out, and through when we talk about experiences, such as to go through, to make it through something, or to have been through something. So again, we see how language really expresses itself in different ways, and English does that with the help of prepositions. This was the Roving Reporter podcast, episode 8 of 2020.